Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us. Once again, the one and only Matt Pike from High on Fire. How are you doing? The new High on Fire album, Luminiferous, is out now, and the band will be on tour through the end of the summer, really. And Matt, there's always debate about the state of contemporary metal. What makes right now a great time for High on Fire in the context of the current metal scene?
Well, I think this. I'm fortunate to have been born on the day that I was born and be the person that I am. I don't think I'm above or below anybody else. As far as I'm concerned, I have the ultimate rhythm section. So, like, anything I do, they're going to make 10 times better, you know? Like, Death and Dez are just anomalies in life, and, like, they're the best musicians that I could have ever asked for to play with. So, like, when I put my thoughts and my feelings and my poetry and my everything into, you know, even Dez's little hi-hat, I know it's going to come out awesome. Even if I suck, they don't suck, so... I definitely have a good backup team in case I fail. And if I don't fail, you know, I put a lot of personal feelings, a lot of feelings about the service, and a lot of feelings about how I see the human race going. And I just believe a lot of people really need to wake up to the fact that their earth is crumbling around them, and EV does not provide, you know, it's not sustenance. It's poison. You know, and like, I don't know. I just enjoy playing, and I'm just trying to convey what I feel about all that through playing with these amazing men and touring and being as heavy as possible. I think we did a really good job, High on Fire wise, because we've been doing this for a while now, and like, we have our tricks and we have a tool bag and all that. And like, putting it together though, this one came out way faster, way more furious, way more... It was way easier to convey.
Matt Pike from High on Fire is our guest on the show this evening from their latest album, Luminiferous. This is The Black Plot. Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Matt Pike from High on Fire on the show with us this evening. And people tend to name drop Motorhead and Black Sabbath to describe High on Fire. But what bands inspire you, especially on Luminiferous, that are far removed from what your band actually sounds like?
Oh, no, definitely, man. There's always the study of Iommi, the study of John McLaughlin for me. Vocalists, I mean, there's also even some Jethro Tull. There's some Black Sabbath, there's some Iron Maiden, there's some Motorhead, but I never try to emulate anybody exactly. I just know what I like to hear and what we grew up on. And, you know, we just incorporate all the hardcore and all the metal that we grew up on. We were spoiled generation because we got to see all the good, you know. And then after all the good sort of not original, then the people after us got to hear all that stuff, you know, and I'm sure all of us were a part of that with, you know, Zeke, Mind Ward, you know, Sleep, all that. So they got to hear all of our older bands that we were just learning how to play, and then we get together now, and damn, dude, we know how to just because we know what good songwriting is because of our peers, you know. I grew up on, you know, Neurosis and the Melvins, and you know, Rich Kids on LSD and Circle Jerks and Black Flag, and that's all the hardcore stuff. And then it's like Iron Maiden, Motorhead, Black Sabbath, Slayer. Of course, they're all influences. You know, Metallica. I bought the Metallica record before they went, you know, super sold out or whatever. And, you know, for whom the bell tolls, like, blew me away the first time I heard it. And it put an impact on my life because I learned the song on guitar when I was a kid before I even knew how to tune my guitar. You know, I don't know. I suppose that's the important part of that, though. It's like, the influence is on you, but not using your influences so you're directly copying or ripping anybody off. You know, you're just using it to abilify your style. And style is everything, in the words of Charles Bukowski. Style is everything. Because style is what's going to make you notarized. Because someone's going to recognize you, whether or not, you know, they'll recognize your playing. because you made a style, you know, and no one's done that like you, and no one can do that like you, because you have your own art, and the sole art of like what you do is going to sound like you. And if it isn't like that, you're not doing it for the right reason.
Full Metal Jackie with Matt Pike from High on Fire on the show with us this evening. Quick break. Coming up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Gonna check out new music from a band called Hundredth. And more with Matt Pike. It's all on the way. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Matt Pike from High on Fire on the show with us. The new album, Luminiferous, is out now. Matt, what's most surreal about non-metal outlets like The New Yorker, Entertainment Weekly, and NPR praising new High on Fire music?
I have no idea. You tell me, man. Like, if they're actually craving it, it means I did something right. You know, I don't know. I think because it's a real thing, and it's not fake, man. We're not fake people. You know, when we step up, we do our things as warriors, and we've been doing this for a really long time. And there's no rest for the wicked, and none of us have done anything less than sacrifice our entire lives to play risk, you know? The most important part. And then if you smash someone over the head with it because you're good at it, it's because you've been doing it because you believe, and you are a warrior of that way, and you're a warrior of all the risk, you know? I don't know how else to explain it.
Matt Pike from High on Fire is our guest on the show this evening. Going to take a quick break, but still to come this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Going to get to new music from Cattle Decapitation, Slayer, more with Matt. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie with Matt Pike from High on Fire on the show with us tonight. Matt, you're not shy about discussing topics such as governmental conspiracy and alien infiltration. Is it frustrating or amusing that some people are amused themselves by your opinions?
It's frustrating to a point, but actually, if someone's not smart enough to freeze, it's like a turkey drowning in the rain. You know, if you don't see what's going on, if you don't see them crashing the American dollar and then crashing the euro and then making the GDP and then, you know, everything that they're trying to, there is no... I'm sorry, the American dream is dead, and pretty much your constitution got on the minute the Patriot Act got in play, and they're going to come and they're going to try to take our guns. They're going to come and they're going to try to take all your freedoms. They're going to kick our smoking. Hey, man, I'm a smoker, and if you don't like smoking, then get the out of the bar, man, because your liver matters more than your lungs anyway. It's going to go out quicker, and It's just frustrating me that, like, Holland could have, like, such a perfect thing where they treat you like an adult. And then, the American government's saving us from ourselves because we want to stick up and maybe have some personal freedoms in this world. And actually, they're taking it away day by day.
Full Metal Jackie with Matt Pike from High on Fire. Going to take a quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Going to get to new music from Kissing Candace, a band on the Mayhem Festival, and more with Matt from High on Fire. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, we've got High on Fire singer Matt Pike on the show with us, talking about the new album, Luminiferous, which is out now, and the band is on tour through the end of the summer. And Matt, between High on Fire and Sleep, you've been on the road quite a bit. What feels odd about being home when you're away from that nomadic life?
Well, I get about a week or two at a time. And I don't know. I feel like it's my duty to be the both of them and to be as much as I can in the hearts. These societies that are selfish and 1% are allowed to keep it going and are going to work. People that can't take care of themselves will fall. And this is the way I believe. And this is why I do what I do double fold. Because I want everybody to see in the public eye. I don't want fame or fortune or anything like that. I just want people to see me and put something on me. Dude, do you know who I respect? I respect George Carlin. Have you ever seen that man talk before he had, the malfunction? It was a tragic thing that happened to that man. And you realize that man was doing exactly what I'm trying to do right now. And everybody called him crazy, but actually that dude was smart. And maybe I'm insane. It's Full Metal Jackie. And if I just chalk it up, because chalk it up to like the dude has good lyrics because he's nuts. And if it makes any sense to anyone else, right on. And if I finally lost it, hey, just talk it up to the record that I finally lost it, and it's a really good record.
Full Metal Jackie with Matt Pike from High on Fire. The latest album, Luminiferous, is out now. See the band, they're on tour through the end of the summer. Matt, I really appreciate you being on the show. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Jackie. You're awesome always. Thank you.